Well, it was just it was surreal, to be fair. I mean, the second half, we was 2-1 down at half time, and their keeper had made some really, really good saves during the second half, and we were sort of informed that Chelmsford were in front, and then Hungerford, pulled one back, and we sort of kept trying to score, and it wasn't happening, and all of a sudden, we got to the 90th minute, and Tom Murphy has scored an equaliser, and then we still was told it was Chelmsford were drawing with Hungerford, and we just said, look, let's go for it. And we knew there was there's going to be some injury time, because as much as the goalkeeper played very, very well, he did seem to be wasting some time as well. So we just said, let's try and go for it. And I think it was something like the 94th or 95th minute that Lee Noble has come up and scored. And at that time we didn't know if the Chelmsford game had finished, but I think it could only have been another minute after that we found that they had. And it was a very good feeling, really great feeling, that once we got the win.
We'll get on to what that means in terms of your playoff semi-final with Chelmsford City a bit later, but first of all, that was your first final day win since 2011. So what's been going wrong on that final day? Is it just complacency at the season coming to an end, or?
Oh, obviously, yes. I think over the last few seasons, we've been in it's documented that we've been relegated twice from the National League, and it could be that something like that. But I mean that's history now. But we've managed to win the game on Saturday, and we deserve to win, I think, in the end. And if that's the stats, that's the stats, and we move on. We've just changed them.
Brilliant. And of course, massive away win as well, given the first leg of your playoff semi-final against Chelmsford City's away from home, but also that victory ending a run of six games without a win away from Prince's Park. What's been going wrong away from home, and what changed on Saturday to help you to that victory?
Yeah, I think we knew that about a month ago, a little bit longer than that possibly, we played Oxford away, and we was in control of the game and winning 1-0, and Oxford scored, I think, in the 94th minute against us to get a draw, and we followed that up with another draw at Welling. I felt that the players were playing with a little bit of not so much fear, but tension more than anything else, and our chances that we were creating, we wasn't putting in as well as what we had done earlier on in the season. And there was a little bit of an issue for that sort of month, and we'd lost a couple of games, and although I didn't think we played poorly, in some of them, for the whole game in the first or second half, we wasn't as good as what we should have been, but I think it was to do with a little bit of pressure on the players. But having said that, they've done all season, they've recovered, and if we've lost the game, we've come back and drawn or won the next game, and that's the difference between last season and this season. We've been more consistent when something has gone wrong, in our performances or our results, and it was nice, that we've, I think we finished off now on three wins, and the at the start of the season, I asked the players, if we was to average 2 points a game, that we would be up and challenging in the playoffs. And, they've done that. And there's only two other teams that have got higher than, the average of 2 points a game. And that's absolute maidenhead. But we've done it and got ourselves in the third spot.
Absolutely, and that third spot is vital given Chelmsford City drew, as you said, at Hungerford Town. It means you've got home advantage in the second leg of your playoff semi-final. How important will that be?
To be fair, on Saturday we were more concerned about winning the game and finishing off the league, and like I said, just reaching our targets for the season and getting in the playoffs and getting the points that we wanted. It was great the way that it happened, and like I mentioned at the Oxford game, what goes around in a season comes around sometimes, and it's worked for us with the injury time goals that we scored last Saturday. But it puts us into a good mood, and I feel now that we, the league situation is taking care of itself. we now have to go into the playoffs, whether it be home or away. We go in and we're in good spirits, and hopefully we can progress to the final the following week.
As I said, you take on Chelmsford City. They've been a bit of a bogey side for you this season. What do you feel your side has to do differently over the two legs to try and pick up a win and get to the final?
Well, I don't think we have to do too much differently. I think, you know, when we played them here, both games here, I think we're very unfortunate. If anything, we created a lot of chances but didn't put the ball in the back of the net. And, you know, Chelmsford did do that late on in the games, and, you know, they played well here. But we, you know, one of our, you know, I keep mentioning it, we played at Chelmsford in the FA Cup over at Chelmsford, and we was 3-0 up at half time. And, you know, we could have been probably 5-1 up at half time that day. And second half, they really come at us, but, you know, they only scored two goals in the second half. And, you know, but our performance and that result that day put us on our way in the league, as far as I was concerned. We've been over there and drawn in the league early on in the season, but, you know, I feel that we was very unfortunate in the two home games that we played against them. And, you know, what I'm hoping to do, you know, and what's happened in the last three games is the chances that we've been creating, we've started to put in, and that's a good sign for us.
Just finally, Tony, I mean, Ebbsfleet have been going for the league, so they haven't had to focus on it as much, but they didn't know who they were going to play if they had to go through the playoffs. Has that affected your preparation somewhat as well, not knowing who you could potentially face in the final, or have you just remained solely set on preparing for the Chelmsford games and the two legs against them?
Well, I think, like I said, you know, we knew we weren't going to catch Ebbsfleet or Maidenhead, although we was close at the Christmas period, and you know, the like I said about the tension for us, it came up over a month ago, you know, with some strange results, and, you know, unfortunately for Paul and Ungerford, you know, they was flying, and who were below us at the time, and then they got hit with, you know, that their ground wasn't graded, so all of a sudden, you know, that tension and the performance wise went to, you know, went over to Ungerton Paul's players, you know, and I think, you know, when you look at it, I think we finished 12 points in front of Paul, which, you know, a month ago you wouldn't have thought that, but it's happened, and that's what I'm saying. Certain things happen off the pitch, but we've concentrated, you know, solely on what we've wanted to do, and we finished in, the league doesn't lie. We're the third best team at the moment, and I'm pleased that we're in there, involved in the playoffs, and hopefully we got another bite at the cherry to try and, you know, get us promoted.